What's so funny about misery?
Misery is not funny at all, but it's fascinating to us because it's inevitable, right? Can we live our lives without it? We know it might be coming. We might be in misery at the moment. It might be around the corner. So I think that we're in the same way we create entertainment about the end of the world, right? It's such a popular thing to entertain ourselves with the worst possible calamities that might happen to us. Misery is something we flirt with. We sort of dance around because it's inevitable for us. And maybe we don't want to completely bury our heads in the sand, but we want to try to get around it. And it's connected to the biggest religious question of all. Why do bad things happen to good people? Like, what is the point of misery? And I don't think there are any really good answers. You know, we hear that, well, we can't appreciate joy and happiness unless we have misery. And I don't know, I think I could do just fine appreciating happiness without misery. But I think it's just, it's gripping, it's fascinating, and laughter leaks out of that, right? You know, we laugh at a lot of uncomfortable things. Why do we, I don't know, yesterday my kids were playing on a dock down here in Maine, and my son fell between two docks up to one of his knees, his leg kind of skinned down in, and my daughter just couldn't stop laughing. It kind of makes her sound like a terrible person. And even later in the night, she would sort of just stop and laugh because she said it was so funny. You know, think of these Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin movies. We laugh when these terrible things are happening. So maybe it's a release. Maybe it's a way, in the same way we dream terrible things, so that they don't happen in real life. We get to sample them. We get to immerse ourselves in this kind of calamity without it really affecting us.